Good morning. Welcome in. Once again, it's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, welcome again. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
We're all right. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
Good, good, good. So what do we have on the show for today?
Well, today I thought we'd talk about how much people need people. And I'm just wondering if our listeners can think about things that are important to them and how they mark that they're important, how they celebrate that they're important. So, you know, like, can you think of some things that are important to you or to people in general?
Yeah, like you're talking like birthdays or those types of things.
Exactly, yeah.
Gatherings, family, friends, maybe anniversaries, those types of things.
Exactly, graduations. We are social beings, whether we have five people over for a birthday party or we have 500 for a birthday party. Well, that'd be a lot of work, but our idea is it's rarely celebrated alone. And I think it's really important for all of us to realize how very important people are. And it starts with the very earliest and most basic thing is that in order to survive, we need other people. We absolutely do. We can't do it alone. So we need them physically. So for food, for shelter, for safety, we need them mentally to be able to problem solve, figure things out, to learn new things. And can you imagine if we had to do everything from scratch?
Oh,
we couldn't build on somebody else's stuff. It'd be awful. We need it emotionally because it tells us our self-worth. If we do something that helps someone else, that shows that we matter.
Right.
You know, it helps keep us calm. It energizes us. You know, we are, you know, geared for action when somebody else that we care about is falling into trouble.
Sure.
It marks transitions and changes in our lives. And again, we don't want to get stuck where we were. And then spiritually, it gives us a sense of there is something bigger than us. When we get a whole collection of people together, you can feel the energy is bigger than just the number of people who are there.
Okay.
Purpose and goals outside of ourselves and connections to people we haven't met. My grandson was saying today, he goes, Grandma, you know, there's really bad fires in Australia. And, you know, we're talking a little bit about how it's affecting the people. Neither of us have ever been there.
Right.
But he was aware. And, you know, that's that connection that people matter. So I think it's really important, too, that we think about how we learn. And in therapy, we talk about it as being attachment, how we attach and connect to other people. It really starts from the very moment that we're born, and sometimes even before that, when babies can hear us talking. But you know, we all kind of pick up on what our children need from very little.
Right.
We're hardwired to do that. We hear a baby cry and we think, okay, I got to go see what's wrong. So it's how the caretakers respond to the baby's needs, how they hold them and keep them warm and keep them dry and feed them. And then how we interpret the actions. It's a constant flow back and forth. And so what we know is that that is what builds us. And there's four attachment styles. It's what builds our attachment styles. There's secure, avoidant, anxious, and dismissive. So we find this all over the place. And one of the reasons I bring this up is because, you know, I'm very concerned always about what happens in the workplace. And that's how we connect and how we assert ourselves in the workplace, just like any other place, is reflected by our attachment styles.
Right.
Tuesday the 21st in 2020 at 7 o'clock, a friend of mine, Dr. Char Dillon, and I will be co-presenting on attachment styles and workplace bullying. We're going to be at St. Thomas More Church, which is on 1500 Brookdale Road in Naperville. And there's contact. It's a free will offering. We like to know how many people are going to be there, but there is no cost. If people feel like they want to contribute to something for the refreshments or whatever, that would be great.
Okay.
Contact is 630-355-8980, extension 118, or also there's an email, and that's on the website. I don't know if people would be able to get it that quickly.
Right.
But if people want to give a call, we would love to have them hear, figure out their own attachment styles and then how we could address workplace bullying.
Yeah, maybe the phone call works better with that being tomorrow night. Again, the number is 630-355-8980, extension 118 for that presentation from 7 till 9 p.m. at St. Thomas More Church, Brookdale Road in Naperville. You can go online, too, for resource information, those four attachment styles and more. Those can all be found at the website, which is, of course, safeharboril.com. You can find out more about everything that we talk about on this segment, which is called Your Life Matters, with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling. And Dr. Beth Speaks, we'll talk to you again next week at the same time.